Let's go.
Okay.
You always have to be ready to go.
Yep. I have my suitcase. Okay. Ushloishim Ushmoina, we're in the Heichel now, right? So we're getting into the Heichel. Ushloishim Ushmoina Toyim Hoyusham. The Mishnah is jumping ahead of it. If you look in the pictures, you'll see that we're going to have walls coming in from the north side. There's a bunch of walls with spaces. Just before you hit the Kaisala Heichel, there's a thing called To. Any of the pictures? Oh, someone's getting all my pictures out of here. Right. So in the wall, that's the Kodesh, that's the wall of the Heichel. You got these spaces. You see that? Those rooms? Mm-hmm. The Mishnah says that's called To. To means a booth. Today they used to be in a booth. It means a room, a lishka. And it's going to give us the dimensions going this way. It's going to say a To Sheish, meaning this is 6 amas wide. The Mishnah here tells it wasn't just one Tor. The Mishnah said Tor. You see, like, there really were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There actually were 15. There were 38 of them. Look, that's what we're going to see now. Ushloishim ushmoine toyim hoyusham. Chamishosu b'tzofen, chamishosu b'dorum, shmona b'mayrif. You see, in the pictures, they don't have the different levels. You see that there are 5 here, 3 here, and 5 here. This is 3 stories going to be. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. It's going to be 3, 3, and 2. So you have 15 on the north, 15 on the south, and 8 on the west. That's 38 altogether. Shloishim ushmoine toim hoyushom. Chamishosu b'tzofen, chamishosu b'dorim, ushmoine b'mayrif. She b'tzofen v'she b'dorim, chamisho al gabi chamisho v'chamisho al gabeim. So that gives you 3 stories of 5s. It's 15 on the north, 15 on the south. She b'mayrif. Mayrif is a shorter wall, of course. Shloish al gabi shloish, shnayim al gabi gabeim. It's 3, 3, and 2 is 8. Okay. Now this is interesting. They point out the Mishnah will tell us the next Mishnah that this dimension we know is the width of these toyim are 6 amas. The length and the height is not said anyway. Because a Rashi in Cheslel gets very involved in how to figure it out. Basically, what he does is he divides this length by 5 and he makes them equal. But there's no mark. It doesn't say anywhere. It doesn't say the height. It's a very big controversy. How tall everything was. How high up did everything go here? Okay, now let's take a look for a second. Each room here is going to have 3 doorways. Well, they're going to call one to the right, one to the left, and one up. Meaning, let's leave out the corner ones. But basically, let's take a middle one. You have a doorway going to the room on the right, a doorway going to one on the left, and a doorway, or whatever you call it, a hatchway, going to the one upstairs. Now, obviously, the ones on the top floor don't have the top door, the ones on the end, but they give me the general rule. You have pictures of this there. It's not easy to draw this out, but Shloishu psochim hoyu l'kol echod v'echod. Echod l'hator mihayimin, which they mean, let's say, it's facing, let's say, facing the echod to yamin, that would mean that one to that way. Echod l'hator mesmoil, v'echod l'hator shal gabov. Okay? Now, this corner one, though, is a bit more complicated. The corner one here, they're going to go to the east, northeast corner here. Northeast corner. So that'll have one going that way. It'll have one going up. There's nothing on the right, but it has one. That's the pishpesh. Remember, that's how we got in the morning. We went through that pishpesh. It's going to have one going into the heichel, because that's how we got in. And it's going to have one going out. You see, after these rooms is a wall, then there's another space. In there is a ramp going up. We're going to learn about it in the next Mishnah. The ramp, how do you get to that third story? There's a ramp starting. That's called the Mesiba. That space runs a ramp. So that has a door going to there too. You got to get in there. So that one actually has 5 doors. Ubekerem is all it's soin, so you chamish of psochim. Echot la to min hayemin, right, because you're going to the next western top. Echot la to shal gab of one upstairs. Echot la mesibo, that's taking you out to the thickness of the back wall, bringing you to the next space there, which is the ramp. We'll get to that in detail soon. Echot la pishpesh, one to the left, but it's not going into a torium, and that's the one that's to the pishpesh, leading you out. That's the way they got in the morning. Remember, that's how the guy got in the morning to check things, to open the doors. He went in through that door, went in, it was inside the heichel, and opened up from the inside. Okay, so we have the third. Now comes an interesting thing. Let's take these. We said there's 3 stories over here. And the Mishnah is going to say later that this is 6, and the thickness of this wall is 6. Now, in reality, that's not true. It's not uniform. It's an interesting thing what happened over here. On the first floor, the Torah was 5 and the wall was 7. See, the Mishnah Leah is going to tell us the total dimensions. It doesn't matter. This total space is 12. But the bottom floor, the space was 5, the wall was 7. At the tight, the wall went in. The wall, the Kisla Eichel looked like this. It's a pasuk in Tanakh, Megroyes. The bottom, on the bottom floor, you had a wall of 7 thickness, and the Torah was 5. Now you had to put a roof on that. How do you put a roof there? You put holes in the wall. You got to put the wood in. You can't do that. They didn't want to make holes in Eichel Abayis. What they did was it went in. So your beams laid on that armor. Now the second story just became 6 and 6. And it went up again. It became upstairs, it was 7 and 5 in the wall. The Mishnah is giving us the middle one, which is for uniformity, that's all. But it makes no difference in the total, it's 12. Now the reason they did that was, as the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk, it is Masha Pasuk in the Cheskel. Megroyes Tassel Abayis. See, he's going to bring it in a second. Yeah. And he's going to bring it in a scope. Somebody brings the Pasuk. Okay, let's see. Let's see the mission. Hatachtoino chamisha, the bottom toe was 5, the roived, shisha, meaning its ceiling, but we call it ceiling, was 6. Because the wall at that point indented an amo, so the beams, which is now the root ceiling of the first floor, the floor of the second floor, is shisha. Poem Tsoi is the middle toy shisha of the roivet sheva. Its ceiling goes, it's 7, therefore the floor of the top room is 7. Well, yoin the sheva shenemar, hayotzia hatachtoin in the bottom room, chomish bo amo, rochbo. Vati choin the sheish bo amo, rochbo. Vashlish the sheva bo amo, rochbo. Somebody bring the posuk there. Yeah, he, ki migrois nosan labayis sovit, meaning migrois, lessenings, it was indented. Yeah, and the pasuk, it doesn't bring the whole pasuk, it should say the labal. So it shouldn't grab on the other way. I mean, how you can put wooden beams in a stone wall? You'd have to somehow drill holes and set in the beams, like we do it. They didn't want to do that to the Kais Lahechel. It's an interesting trick they made. They indented, you have an amo, and now your beam is on this side. That's not the Kais Lahechel, there they must have drilled. But here it's laying on an amo of stone wall, that was your support. Now we're getting to what we mentioned, the Mesibo. Again, we got to get upstairs somehow. So you begin in the pictures, if you see, after this toim, you have a wall, then you have a space and another wall. That space is the Mesibo. Mesibo basically means a ramp. A stairway here can't mean a stairway. There's got to be a ramp here. Mostly. Mesibo, let's get the basic idea here. It started in this corner right here. Again, northeast corner. It went up. Sloped. By the time you hit over there, it reached the top of the Torah. Top of the 3 Torah. We're up on top now. Over here, there is no Mesibo. The point is, you got to get to this corner. You got to go, well, there's got to be a way to get around because you have to get to the ceiling and the aliyas. Second floor, on top of the Hechel, was another room and then there was a roof. You got to be able to get to maintain everything. So the ramp went up. When you got to the back here, there's no ramp. They all explained to going everybody, you walked across the top of the toyum in the back wall. But then you got to get higher yet, so it went up on this side, it went up this way, until you come to the very top here. That's what they're going to describe now. Okay. Mishnah Hay, I'm up to Mishnah Hay. Umesibo hoysa oilo, mikeren mizrochis tzvoinis, lekeren tzvoinis marovis. It went this way. Across and again the back and why there's no ramp. They're walking across the top of the toim. Then it goes up again, and you're all the way up on top in the northwest corner. Sheboho yo oilam legagas hatoy. The first thing he got up to the gaga the toy. Ho yo oilam b'mesibo upon of lamayir. If he's entering the northeast corner, he's walking backwards. He's walking due west. He's walking along the side of the eichel. Really, holach al kol pnei atzofin. He covers the whole northern wall. Achu Magilamayr till he hits the west. At that point, the ramp has brought him to the top of the Gagan. Higilamayriv, Hopach Ponav Ladom. Now he turns left. He's walking along the western wall. He's walking south, due south. Now there's no Mesibo there. Point that wall out. He's walking now along the top. He's walking along the roof of the third story of the Toim. There's no Sib in the back. Holaklapi Mayriv. He walks west. Achu Magilamayr till he hits that southern corner. Now he makes another left. He's walking now back towards the front. He's walking due east now. Higia, that's a mistake. Higia ledorim. Hopach ponov lemizroch. The words are funny. Hoyamahalech b'dorim. Now he's going up. Achu magil pischo shel aliyah. On top, here you have the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim. There's a second story to that. It's called the Aliyah. He's up there now. Now that, the floor of the Aliyah was higher than the roof of the Toy. It has to be. They figure else that no light could get in. There are windows. We learned the other day about windows. Where were the windows? We got the Toy in there. The third story of Toy ends here. The floor, the Aliyah is up here. That much they know. It can't be taller than that. Okay. So now, so this ramp has now brought him from the top of the Toyim to the floor of the Aliyah. Okay, there was a door there on the south wall of the Aliyah. It opened up and he could walk in. He's now on the second story. He's above the Kodesh. I'm sorry, where are we? Ashmigil Pischa Shal Aliyah. Shepischa Shal Aliyah Posua Klapei Adorim. Now, he can walk into the Aliyah, right? But there's a route. He wants, how do you get to on top of the Aliyah? You have to get up there, Amol, also to check things out. Ubepischo shel aliyah, in the door, a little bit in, most of them a little bit in, as you're walking a little bit into that aliyah, hoyubeis klunsois erez. There were two, what do you call it? Erez, like poles, beams, whatever you call it. Now they explain, I mean, it's a klunz, it's a round pole, you know, round wood things. And there were pieces of cross, what we would call a ladder. There was a ladder hanging down. He would climb up the ladder, and he, now he'd be on the top. Klunz is shalaris, to the very top. Be Russian, that's what is wrong. It should say, Roshe pispisin, mavdil. Now you're in the aliyah. You're on top, you're in this big space. On top of the Aliyah. I'm sorry, in the Aliyah. In the second story. You're walking on top of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodosh. Right? There too, there was a division, so you should know where the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodosh were. She'd say, Roshe Pispisin. Again, we have that Tvachlog, we keep on having. Either it's things coming out of the sides, or it's a small wooden fence running along the floor. Mavdil bo Aliyah, bein HaKodesh, leben Kodesh HaKodosh. So you got it, you're in this big attic. You're on top of the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodoshim. You've got either things marking where the line is between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodoshim. Now here we have a serious problem. Because the Gemara in Yuma says that what was downstairs in the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodoshim, what separated? There were two parotas in the Bayesheni, right? There were two parotas that was that Am in the middle, we don't know what it is. There were two parotas in the second story also, the Gemara says. Up in that aliyah was also a parotas and a parotas. So what do you need pispisim for? Savior, what do you need pispisim for? You got the two curtains just like you have downstairs. Very strange thing. They answer a very strange thing. The Gemara in Psochim says that the aliyah of the Kodesh HaKodoshim is more Kodesh than the Kodesh HaKodoshim itself. Strange thing. That's Loshan Gemara. Abishol Oimer. Paper I'm saying. Aliyas beis kodesh hakodoshim. Chamuro mi beis kodesh hakodoshim. You know why? How the Gemara sees it? How often did you go into the kodesh hakodoshim? Once a year. How often did you go into that aliyah? Samachloikis. Either twice in 7 years, once in 7 years, or once in 50 years. What they did, I have no idea. But the Gemara sees that as chamuro more. Zogin de Tashyantef and others. Since it has even more Kedusha, they made a double marking. You really don't need it. You have curtains there. But since, or maybe to show that it was more Chamur. Please. Hol vehi Chamura, they made a double demarcation. Interesting thing. Okay. Now, the Lulin Hivich, this is an interesting thing. How did they make repairs in the Kedush HaKodoshim? Everything has to be repaired every so often. How'd they get in there? They went in through the top. And we're now in the attic, right? We're on top of the Kodesh HaKodoshim. They were lulim, you know, what do you call them? You know, holes in the floor, then ceiling. Hatches. They would lower workmen down. That's how they did it. If someone had to get in there to fix something on the walls, they would lower them down. But you're not supposed to see. You're not supposed to. They had like, you know, it seemed like the cherry pickers, but it was like a three-sided box like this. The person would stand in, and let's say he had to work on this wall. So they'd lower him down this way, put like this and this. He could only see in front of him, and he would do his work. There are those who learn, and some are trying to learn. It wasn't just a three, it was a four-sided box with a little window that he could just stick his hand out to do whatever repair work he had to do. But most of them was this type of a three-sided box, and they lowered him down, and he could see only where he could see, only to that direct, depending where. Yeah, this wall, put him this way, this wall, put him this way. Interesting. The maintenance management. Okay, everything needs maintenance. What can we do? Ululin hoyu psuchim bo aliyo lebeis koche akodoshim. Shebohen hoyu mishalshin eso umnun betevois in these boxes. Kidei shalo yozunu eineyem ibeis koyrish akodoshim. Right. Vaheichu. Now we're getting to the basic dimensions. Okay, first we have the height. Let me get Meya al Meya al Rumeya. 100 by 100, tall 100. Now let's just keep things in mind. You got that? This is a picture to set up over here. This thing is not a square. It can't be 100 by 100. When they say 100 by 100, they mean 100 over here by 100 over here. The total, when they say the Hechel, they don't mean the Hechel either. They mean the Ulam. They will point out the Hechel. They were calling it a Hechel, the Ulam. This is the Hechel. The Kodesh and the Kodesh. This is the Ulam. We're taking this whole thing. If you could look at it, you fill out the box, it would be 100 by 100. But it's 100 this way and 100 this way. Now we're going to the height. First of all, handling the height.
100,
it's
the widest area of the Ulam.
100, the Ulam is 100. Now we're going to get the height. We're going to build up the height to 100. Ha'oitem sheish amos. This is a problem. What's the oitem? The Rambam says it was the foundation. Sounds like it's the yisod. Now, obviously, we got a problem here. Because it can't be the oita means a solid ground, sealed off ground. Sounds like it's a foundation. Problem is you can't be counting the foundation and the height of a building. The foundation is under the ground. It's a funny way to count. You don't count what's under the ground. You talk about the height. The height's coming off the ground. What does it mean, the foundation? Very interesting what's going on over here. If you remember, we're going to the ulam. We're counting the ulam, the height of this whole structure, this what you call the shape exactly. There were 6 steps going from Ezras Yisrael into the Ulam. That's a height of, I'm sorry, there were 12 steps. Each step was a half. There was a height rise in the mountain here of 6 amas. So if you look at it this way, if you look at the Ulam, what do you got over there? The Ulam's on top. You're going up 6 things like this, right? So in the front, you don't see any land. It's on the ground because it's covered by these steps. What's going on in these 3 sides over there? There's no steps on those sides. What's over there? In the front, it's on the ground, right? Because you're walking up steps. What's on this side? What's there? There's earth over there. You're on a mountain. There's earth over there. That's what they call the oitem. Because if you look from the front, you're starting here. But if you're in the side, the back or the side, your building is starting here. So that's the first 6 amas of height. Now, the Goyen learns there was nothing there. It was just the earth. Many of them learned they built up the Tashan, they built up Pasha, the earth, there's no walls there. It's the earth. The earth is up off the ground. Because you're on a mountain here. You're on a mountain. You look in the front, you see steps, and here's your grounds. You start counting, your building starts here. But you're over here, your building starts here, and here you have 6 amas of earth, of the earth itself. Now, the Tashan, they say they built a wall around there. A retaining, whatever you call that kind of wall, to strengthen, make sure the things stay together. So when you look at the side here, you see 6 amas of wall before the building starts. That's what they're calling the first 6 amas of height. When he's standing in the front, there is no height there because the building starts at the top of the steps. But if you look, he's saying he's standing north of the ulam, you're going to see, according to them, a 6-foot wall, a 6 amas wall of something. And going, you'll see a 6 amas wall of earth because you'll see the ground going up. That's the first 6 amas of height. No, it was straight at that point. No, they definitely straightened it out. Goyim didn't have to build a wall. But even the Goyim, it sounds like they straightened it out.
What about to the north and south of the Ulam? The ground level stayed the same? If the mountain really rose up, then on the sides of the Ulam, it should have also risen. But what happened over there? Were the steps on this one?
No.
How's it possible?
They leveled it off, this one. Why can't it be possible?
If the platform of the Harabayas rose up 6 amas, that on the sides of the balloon also have to raise
them. Right, right. It's sloping off. They just did it. My neighbor, come to my house. My neighbor just did it. He's doing it right now. Yeah. My house, his house above mine, slopes like this. He expanded his house. He had it straightened out. Now I got a straight wall like this and this. They straightened it out. And he's going to put a wall there to keep it from collapsing.
Somewhere over here, there was a wall.
Yeah, there's a wall right up against the Ulam. Went down right up against the Ulam. There was a wall. A six arm wall. In the Goyen, I'm not sure how you work it out. He doesn't seem to have a wall there.
Around the Ulam to get to the back of the back of the place somebody.
You can't get in over there. You can't get in. In fact, you can't get in. There's no reason to assume you get into the room from any other direction but the front. That's true. You'd need a ladder to get in. But I don't know if there's any opening anywhere there. And the Goyen, I don't know. The Goyen, how they did it exactly. I don't know. Okay. So that's six Samus. Goiva Arboy Mamad. The height of the Heichel itself, displaying the room, is 40. So we're 46. Amokiyur. Then they had beams going across, colorful beams, what do you call it? The designed beams, and Amo. So we're at, 47 now, right? Amasayim based Dilfo. Then you had two Amos worth of another sort of beam, a simpler beam. Dilfo, because it attaches the roof itself. Amo Tikra. Then exactly the cross beams that make up the floor of the next. So what are we holding now? 6, 46, 47, 49, 50. We're at 50, no? Huh? 46. Amakia is 47. Amasayim based Dilfa is 49. Amatikra is 50. Amamaziva, that's stones and tit. They made what we would call cement. 51. Goiva Shalalia is Memama is 91. Again, Amakia 92. Amasayim based Dilfa 94. Amatikra 95. Amamaziva 96. Gimel Amas Micah. There was a Micah there. A fence. When they went up, they didn't fall off. So we're at 99. The last Am is an interesting story. V'ama kola oirev. What's my kola oirev? Get rid of the birds. There was a scarecrow. According to the Oruch, there was a scarecrow there. Most people don't learn that toy. Most people learn. They got to keep the birds off of there. They shouldn't bring shmutz. They shouldn't bring a kazayis for the mess. So either there was like metal. Some learned there was like a metal piece in Am with pointed on top going around so the birds could have known to sit down. Sometimes Rashi says there were sheets of metal running across the whole thing with nails stuck into them, so the birds couldn't settle. What? Ah, that's probably where they got it from. But the Oral says it was a scarecrow. Put up scarecrows up there, and I'm a tall. So there's your 100 height. Reb Yehuda Omer Lahoya Kol Oirev. He wasn't so worried about it. Oilam in Amido Ela Arba Amasoya Mike. If I get the mic, it was four, and there's your 100. Oh, Mimizah Lamayim. From again. We're now going Mizrach L'Mayrif. We're going to get this 100. Again, we're starting here at the beginning of the Ulam. Going to the back. We're going to get 100 now. Mizrach Meya Amo. Koisel Ha'ulam Chomish. The thickness of the Koisel Ha'ulam is 5. Ha'ulam, the Ulam itself, that space, is 11, 16. Koisel Ha'echel 6. We learned the other day, that's Koisel Ha'echel with the doors over there, 22. Toichoi Arboim Amo. The Koidesh in Beis HaMikdash was 40. So where are we holding? Nochem, I lost the chesed. Okay. Nochem. Kaisel 5, 16, and 6 is 22, and 40 is 62. Amatraxin. That's between the kaisel. That mystical amma, we don't know what it is. 63. Esrim amma, based kaisel HaKadoshim, is 83. Kaisel HaHechol, 6, 89. Hator, 6. That's the Torah we just learned. It was 6 across. Actually, we were 8 of them we just learned. 8, 3, 3, and 2 is what I just say is... How much? 95. A Koisel Hator, the outer wall, 5 is 100. Good. Tzofen L'dorim. Now he's going to break it down because the Heichel, he said 100 by 100, this is 100. The Heichel itself is narrower. The Heichel itself is 70. There's going to be an overlay of 15 and 15. The Heichel itself is 70. Here we go. The outer wall, which is the Koisel HaMesibo, because the next space holds that ramp. The Chomesh, 5. The Mesiba itself was a width of 3 to allow that ramp to go through. That's 8. Kaisel Hator, Chomesh is 13. Hator, Sheish is 19. Again, that's the Tor of 6. It's the second level we learned. There really are 15 of them. Okay. What did I just say? 18? 19. Kaisel Eichel, 6. Sheish, 25. Toichei, that's from Amo Cross. That's what we're holding, 45. Kaisel Eichel, Sheish, 51. Hato sheish noch amol. Kaislato chomesh. 62. Beis hayrodas hamayin. Sholosh amos. I get to 65. Hakaisel chomesh amos. 70. What's the beis hayrodas hamayin? That's this space here. Now again, here the space was for the ramp. Here, noch amol. What's going on here? One minute. There's no ramp over here. One minute. And there is, I'm saying, there is a ramp here. I'm sorry, it's the ramp going up. But here it's also called Hayrodas Hamayim, served another function. It was for either, some learn it was to get rid of the water. Where did all the water go when it rained? The Rishon learns that all the ceilings here were somewhat sloped. They were sloped to the south, and all the water was, I don't know how he did it with some sort of, what do you call them, on the long side of the house, gutters. They fell over there. It's called Beis Hayrodas Hamayim, into that area, and it drained out. Others learned that they brought in here pipes of water from the Gichon. There was a big pool in the Bayis Sharish. It was a big mikveh, really, but it looked like a big swimming pool, the Yamshel Shleimei. So it's a very big thing, a 30 amah perimeter, but I got to tell you, it's over there. It's one of the famous problems. The Pesuk says that a 30 perimeter with a 10 diameter. And I was in high school, they told me that can't be, because the diameter, the perimeter is more than three times the size of the diameter. It's one of the famous problems. How that could be, but anyway, but that's what it is. The Yamshel Shleimei. So they brought the water for the Yamshel Shleimei through this. Somehow, the water came from Meir Gichon through this little piece here. So it's either to bring in water or it's to drain water. Based on Rodas Hamayim. So we have 70. Now we have to have 100. So this piece is going to be 15, and this is 15. The space will be 10. The wall will be 5, and we have our 100. Where am I? Okay, where are we? Where are we? Saying Ha'ulam Oidei Falav. We had 70. Chomesh Esrei Amo Min Atzofen, Chomesh Esrei Amo Min Adorim. 5, 10 space and 5 wall. V'oye Nika Beis HaChalifas. These two boxes, what do you call them? These two office spaces were called Beis HaChalifas. Why? Sheshom Goinzim Es HaSakinim. That's where they stored all the knives, all the Shechita knives. Why Chalifas? Like we call it. We call a knife a chalif. Where does that come from? Right from this Mishnah. And the Rav says, because in Loshen Roimi, a knife is called a chalif. And it's interesting, because Lamaisa, they all jump on him. It's a posuk in Ezra. The Rosh brings a posuk in Ezra. Me chalofim tishuv esim. The posuk calls knives chalof. They want to know why you had to make up this Loshen Roimi business. But that's it. Okay. Now, this is the famous thing. If you look now at the total heichol, the total ulam, it's narrower and then it gets wider. It starts at 70 and the front winds out to 100. They saw that as looking like a crouching lion. When a lion crouches, you have the body and the mane comes out. Crouching lion looks somewhat like that. It was 70. V'rochav milafonav, 100. V'doy mila'ari. Looks like a crouching lion. Shenemar hoyariel. That we had before they deal with every head before that real refers to the book of Amarok on the Mizbeach. Here the Pesuk is using a real to refer to the whole structure. Hoy a real? Kiryas Chana David Ma Ari Tzor Me Acherov V'Rocha Milafonov. That's how a lion looks. Afa Heichol Tzor Me Acherov V'Rocha Milafonov. I don't know. Pesach Shal Heichol. Kolo Azora. Now we get to the Azora itself. We're wrapping up the show now. That Zora means from the beginning of Ezra's Yisroel. Okay? Now we know, we've already been told, this width is a steady width. It's 135. That never changes. Kol HaZora Hoysa Oyrech Meyo Shmona V'Sheva Al Roich of Meyo Shloshim V'Chomish Min HaMizrach L'Mayrev. This way is 187. Kuf Pei Zayin. Ready? Let's go. When you come up those steps in Ezra's Yisroel, the first thing you have is Ezra's Yisroel. Mokum Dis Yisroel, then the Mokum Dis HaKoyanim. Let's go. Here we go. Okay, Shmuel, you ready with the computer? Good, thank you. Let's go. Mokum Dvisus Ragla Yisrael Yud Alafama 11. Mokum Dvisus Hakeyanim Achas Sreyama. So we're holding now by 22. Now we're up to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach we know is 32 on the ground. HaMizbeach Shloishim Mishtayim 54. Beino Ulam Vela Mizbeach Esr Mishtayim. We had it already once. It's 76. 76. Not trombones. Amos. Okay. That's a mistake. It should say Ha'Heichol Kuf Amor. We just said Heichol's Amor. We just figured it out. We're at 176. There's 11 Amos behind the thing till you hit the wall of the Azor. Bachasas Ve'Amor Achuri Beis HaKapoyres is 187. Stint. Okay. We got to move. Min HaTzofen L'Dorim. Meya U'Shloishim V'Chomesh. We're going across the width now. Good. Now, that's again a mistake. Now, we're not going in order, because you'll see there's an indeterminate amount of space here. You'll see in a minute. Okay. Hakevesh, it's a mistake. It should say Hakevesh v'hamizbeach shishim u'shtayim. The Kevesh and the Mizbeach take up 32. I'm sorry, 62. Why? The Mizbeach is 32. The Kevesh we just had the other day is 32. It should be 64. But there's an overlap in the Kevesh. Because you have the Mizbeach here, right? And the Kevesh like this. But the Mizbeach juts out an Amah for the Yesod and an Amah for the Soivov. The Kevesh. So when you count 32, you mean the distance from here till the wall of the Mizbeach. That baseline is 32, but actual space on the ground, you got two doubled up over there. So from here till here is only going to be 62. This, by the way, is the other day, if you remember, but made the Rambam think the base of the Kevesh was 30. It would be better. But that works out problems in the geometry, but be that as it may. So we have 62 in the Mizbeach. Now, mina Mizbeach la Taboyis, you have all those 24 Taboyis, right? Mina Mizbeach la Taboyis is how much? Shmoina Amos. So we're up to 70. What? 8, 70. Mokim HaTaboyis, the Mokim HaTaboyis, Esim V'Arba, 104. Min HaTaboyis, Lashul Chonois, Arbo. That's how much? I lost it. 94. Min HaShul Chonois, L'Ananosim, Arbo, is 98. U'min HaNanosim, L'Kais L'Azoro, is Shmoina Amos. No, we should have 110. I made a mistake. Again. Okay, back again. 62 for the Mizbeach. From the Mizbeach, the Taboyis is 8 is 70. The Taboyis is 24 is 94. The Taboyis is 4 is 98. Chonos Nosim is 4 is 102. Nosim Kaisel is 8 is 110. Now we have a total of 135. The Hamoisar, that 25 extra is divided up. Ben Akevis Lakaisel. Meaning the Nanosim with the wood, with the hooks, that takes up 12 and a half, and this takes up 12 and a half. Now there's a major riddle in this Mishnah. The Shulchanis are not counted. You have from the Taboyis to the Shulchanis, and from the Shulchanis to the Nanosim. What about the space for the Shulchanis? It has many, many pshatim. The simplest pshat is to go with the Rambam. There were 8 Shulchanis. Each one was one by one, that we know from in Shkolim. They were lined up, so there was total space in the Shulchanis is 8. Where are those 8? They're right here. Because what does it say? It says from the Taboyis to the Shulchanis is 4, from the Shulchanis to the Nanosim is 4. It means, I think as a Mishnah, they lined up from the Taboyis to the Nanosim. From the Taboyis to the midpoint of the Shulchanis is 4. From the midpoint of the Shulchanis to the Nanosim is 4. So that 8 is the Shulchanis. So we have 25 extra. That's 12 and a half you have to split. So there's 12 and a half over here. I'm sorry, 12 and a half is the Mokim HaNanosim. And 12 and a half is the spinal space from the foot of the Kevesh to the wall of the Azorah. Sheish Lishkis Hoyu BaAzorah. There were 6 Lishkis in the Azorah. Sholish B'Tzofen V'Sholish B'Dorim. That has to be, it's a mistake here. It's Shebidorim. That's over here. Lishkas HaMelach. It's right here in the corner. They have them if you see in the picture. Lishkas HaMelach, Lishkas HaParvo, Lishkas HaMadichim. Lishkas HaMelach, Shomho Yonois the Melach Lekorm. They stored the Melach there. Lishkas HaParvo, Shomho Yomoichim. That's where they salted Oyris Koch. V'Algago, Hoya Beis HaTfil Koin Godl. He had to go as Tfilas on Yom Kippur Bakoidish. This was Bakoidish. B'Yom HaKippurim. Lishkas HaMadichim, Sheshomho Yomadichim Kirve HaKodosh. Remember, only the keres. The other stuff, the insides was washed right on those tables. The keres was more shmutzig. They sent it out to the thing. From there, umishom mesibo oila legag beis haparva. How do you get up to that mikvah over there? There was a stairway going. The next beis malik was next. It went up that stairway. What they do in such a funny way? Zog them farshim because they didn't want an opening from the mikvah into that zor. But it's near to the kohen gadol. So there was a side end. There was no opening to go this way. There was a stairway going up from beis malik. It was a bit more private for the kohen gadol. Shabbat sofen. Okay, let's get the picture. We'll go faster. There are 3 in this corner. You have the Lishkas HaGozes. And then next to it, 2 little ones. They all have 1 roof. Okay? Shebadorim, Shebatzofen, Lishkas HaEitz, Lishkas HaGoyle, Lishkas HaGozes. Lishkas HaEitz, Omer Blezer Ben Yankiv Shechachti. You see, he forgot a few things here. It's the third time. Ma Hoysim Shameshes. Abu Sholom, Lishkas Kein Godel Hoysim. Ahureshtaim. That was the Lishkas HaParhedger from you where the Kein Godel lived for those 7 days. What did it say? Achrishtein, it's hidden like, you see? because you have the Lishkas Hagozis over here and the Lishkas Hagoyle here. It's like hidden in there. Obviously it was open L'choil because he slept there. Gag Shloshtem Shovet was one roof. It was like three rooms in one big room. Lishkas Hagoyle, Shomo Yabor Kavua. There was a well there, which was used for the purposes of the, to use it. And again, we had an Omer too, the Rash points out here. This was used for drinking water in the Azorah. The Omer was used to wash the floors. This was drinking water. V'ha-galgal nosun olav, there was a galgal. Mishom ha-speaking, mayim l'chol ha-Azorah. Why is it called Lishkas ha-Goyla is a question. Some say because the Oyla Goyla built it. The Goyin says because of the coil of the galgal when you drew the wheel. They call it Goyla, whatever. Lishkas ha-Gozis shom hoysa ha-Nedrin g'doyla shol Yisrael Yesheves. V'dona sa-Kuhuna. Now, they done the other things too. But the Ram says that the main job of Yisrael Goz, the main thing that kept them busy, was in Yonei Kuhuna. They were considered checking out the Koyin and make sure no psula yichus, no bali mumin. And the Rashash points out every Friday when a new Mishmer came, they probably went to them and they checked them out if everybody's okay. The Koyin shenimtsa bo psul, loivish chayrim, it's a bad day, misatev chayrim, v'yotze v'hoylichlo, shalom nimtsa bo psul, loivish levonim, fakir, amachta yontif, umisatev levonim, nichnasu mishtamish, emecha v'koyin, v'yemtev v'yoysim, shalom nimtsa psul, bazar shalar nakeyin. V'kach v'yu omrim, boruch hamokim boruchu, shalom nimtsa psul, bazar shalarin, so on him to psul bazar shalaren u baruchu shebocher baharen ubonov lamed l'shoris lefnei Hashem beveis kotche akodosh. That's a strange expression. Who went into the kotche akodosh? It a goyin says a mistake. That's saying beis kodesh hakodosh, and it means the beis hamigdash because the Mishnah in Kalim says there's 10 levels of kedusha. It's sure, but the erchaim Yerushalayim, and the highest one is kodesh hakodosh, meaning the beis hamigdash, the kodesh hakodosh. The Mashiach says it's kodesh hakodosh. Say good. He says there's two brachas here. Baruch hamokim baruchu shalim psul b'zar shalar. That the koyin amakshayin to be a koyin hedyin. Ubaruchu noch abrocha shebocha ba'aron ubonav. That among the koyinim he chose aron ubonav to be koyinim gedolim. Lamed l'shoris l'fnei Hashem kodesh hakodosh.